looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Tuesday, February the 13th, 2024. It is currently 1:04 p.m. Central Time, and I am coming to you live from the Theology Central studio, located right here in Abilene, Texas. Now, what if I was to tell you that I had raised $1 billion, and I was going to take that $1 billion and build an underground bunker? What if I was to tell you I was going to build an underground bunker that costs like $1 billion? If I did that, would that in any way, shape, or form be a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? If other people were building these giant, very expensive underground bunkers, would that be a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? How is biblical prophecy even attached to people building underground bunkers? Well, I've never given it much thought. If I hear some billionaire is building an underground bunker, I'm kind of like, okay, well, that's great. That sure is a lot of money. Okay, well, you know, whatever. And I kind of just move on until today. Just a little while ago, I see an article that tells me that these billionaires building these underground bunkers, that they are fulfilling biblical prophecy. So as soon as I saw the news article, I was like, I've got to get upstairs. I have to turn the microphone on and we have to discuss this. I know the last few broadcasts have been, you know, about money, and it's been, you know, none of the kind of broadcasts I like to do. So I thought this would be much more interesting. And we'll just see. Maybe we'll have a little bit of fun. Maybe you're going to get frustrated with this. Maybe you're going to be like, why do people keep doing this to Bible passages? Maybe this is going to turn into a discussion about hermeneutics. I don't know where this is going to go, but well, join me and let's find out. All right. So here's what happened. Let me find it here. Oh, wait, that's not the article we want. Okay. That's the article I had set up to talk about, earlier. Well, we still need, there's too many broadcasts we need to do right now. But here is the article. I found the article. So here it is. Here is the article. All right. Are you ready? Headline: Bible prophecy is coming true. All right. So according to this article, Bible prophecy is coming true as billionaires build huge underground bunkers. So this article is connecting Bible prophecy to billionaires building huge underground bunkers. Now, here's my question. All right. Here's my question for you. All right. Here's my question. Are you ready? Here's my question. Now, what you need to do is you need to take I'm going to have you write it on paper, and then I need you to take a photograph of it with a timestamp, right? Well, I need a timestamp to make sure that you took the picture prior to me giving you the answer at the end of this broadcast. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. If you had to choose a Bible passage that someone could take and go, this Bible passage is demonstrates that when a billionaire builds an underground bunker, it's a fulfillment of this scripture. What scripture are they going to use? What scripture is someone going to use that supposedly is connected to billionaires building underground bunkers, and that when they build them, it's a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? Come on. What scripture are they going to use? Now, you may believe the scripture actually is being fulfilled by these billionaires building underground bunkers, or you may think it's utterly ridiculous, whether you agree or disagree. What scripture are they going to use? Come on. What scripture? I want your best guess. I want your best suggestion. What scripture are they going to use? Now, I know back when we used to broadcast on other platforms, you could be hopping into the chat to tell me. So you can't hop into the chat. So what I'm going to need you to do is I need you to write down the scripture reference. I need a picture with a timestamp, right? You need a timestamp so that I can see that you answered this prior to, all right? So what is it? What scripture? So again, the headline, Bible prophecy is coming true as billionaires build huge underground bunkers. Here is the story. Now, right before the actual story, they have kind of like a little paragraph, kind of like your preview paragraph, your tease paragraph. And this is what it says. Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg is the latest billionaire to build a bomb-proof bunker as podcaster Christina Randall claimed some of the world's richest appear to be fulfilling a biblical prophecy. So the person making the claim that these billionaires building these bunkers, that they're fulfilling biblical prophecy, comes from a podcaster by the name of Christina Randall. I have no idea who Christina Randall is. I have no idea. And I subscribe to a lot of podcasts, so I don't know this podcast. But for some reason, this podcaster is in the news. I've got to find a way to get my podcast in the news. That's what I have to. Okay, no, I don't want it to be in the news, right? But here we go. All right. Are you ready? Let's see what happens here. All right. I'm getting now all kinds of breaking news things popping up here. All right. So here we go. This website, I hate this website. It is just riddled with ads popping up everywhere. I don't like this one. So if I start reading and then have to stop for a second, you know what's going on. So here we go. Here's the first real paragraph in this story. Some of the richest men on earth are building doomsday bunkers in a move that was predicted in the last and most dramatic book of the Bible, according to a leading podcaster. A leading podcaster. Okay, if this is a leading podcaster, I need to know what podcast this is, because if it's a leading one, then it's influential. And if this influential podcast is telling people, hey, these billionaires building these bunkers, this was predicted in the last book of the Bible, meaning they believe that this was predicted in the book of Revelation. Not the book of Revelations, because it is a revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, if you ever read the book of Revelation and you find all these supposed revelations about all kinds of different things, you're kind of missing the point, because ultimately what you should see is Christ, because it's a revelation of Christ. But then we could get into a whole discussion about the book of Revelation, right? But so now I've narrowed it down for you. What verse in Revelation could be fulfilled by billionaires building underground bunkers? Or, yeah, I think all of the bunkers are underground. I'm pretty sure they're all underground. I think a bunker by definition is underground, okay? Because if it was I'm getting into a technical discussion with myself. But all right, we get the idea. So what verse? At first I wanted you to just choose a verse. Now I want you to, I narrowed it down for you. It's going to come from the book of Revelation. What verse would it be? All right, we'll find out. All right, here we go. The next paragraph. It has recently emerged that Facebook boss Mark Zuckerberg, currently ranked fourth on the Forbes billionaires list, has spent $187 million on a 1,600-acre patch of land in Hawaii. He's now reportedly building a luxury ranch, incorporating a 5,000 square foot underground bunker completely with its own energy and food supplies. A 5,000 square foot underground bunker complete with its own energy and food supplies. Maybe that's what I need. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to build the underground Theology Central bunker so that this podcast can survive the zombie apocalypse. Okay, all right. All right, no, but that's a big move. Now, it is interesting. So before we still want to figure out what Bible verse this supposedly fulfills, but it does raise kind of an interesting question, right? If you have billionaires, they could do anything with their money. They could do anything, right? They could They could go here. They could go there. They could buy this. They could buy that. I mean, you know, they literally could do anything. These billionaires who have all of this money, why would they then stop doing other things and say, I need to build a 5,000 square foot underground bunker complete with its own energy and food supply? What would motivate them to do that? Now, is it paranoia? Is it just they're eccentric? Is it just that they're crazy? Or do they perceive something that I'm missing, right? Or now maybe for the rest of us, it's not that we miss it. It's just I don't have the ability to build a 5,000 square foot underground bunker with its own energy supply and food supply. Okay, I don't have the ability to do that. Well, let's see what else they say here. Next, this is not really a paragraph, kind of this next sentence. The bunker beneath Zuckerberg's ranch is expected to feature a giant metal door filled with concrete, a feature typical of nuclear bomb shelters. All right. So is he expecting a nuclear bomb? All right. Now, then they have a picture of this huge, like, meteorite coming towards Earth. And then it says Christina, the podcaster, this is Christina Randall, she thinks that the global elite, all right, so those are, you know, the rich people, know about some impending disaster. Now, I do find it interesting, if they're building these bunkers, that, I mean, there's only so many reasons why. They're bored, they're a hobby, paranoia, they know something, like, you know, what's going on? All right. Now, they go back and they say her name again because they definitely want you to know who the thing is, they don't seem to be giving the name of the podcast, right? Podcaster Christina Randall claims that Zuckerberg's bunker is just the latest of around 15 doomsday shelters being built by billionaires around the globe. So according to the podcaster, 15 or more of these are being built around the globe by billionaires. All right. Now, again, podcaster Christina Randall. Hang on, I'm going to do something here. What's the name of her podcast? Oh, it's a YouTube channel. Her name is Christine Randall. Her name is Christine Randall. Maybe she's a YouTuber. They're calling her a podcast. I wonder if she has a podcast as well. And she's supposedly a leading podcaster. I don't know I must have missed. I need to do some research. I got to look at some podcasting charts. I need to go to Listen Notes. If anyone can find her podcast, Christina Randall, see if we can find the name of the podcast. If you know the name of the podcast, you can go to Listen Notes, put in the name of the podcast, and it will give you their global rank. So, I don't know, but let's continue here. Let's continue here because we still haven't gotten to the Bible verse, right? All right. So it goes on. And I guess this is a quote from Christina Randall, and I quote, they have it in quotations. It is definitely very interesting that they're choosing to build something that sounds like it could be fully self-sustaining, especially if something catastrophic happened to the world and it was no longer habitable, she said. Why not just build a regular old mansion or some kind of commercial facility that could generate Zuckerberg even more money? Now, it is true. Why wouldn't they take this money to build something commercial or a mansion or who knows what? Buy a forest and turn it into a retreat for yourself. Like, you know, what? It does seem weird that you would go to all of this expense to build an underground bunker. I do agree that it is interesting. Now, she stressed the building is definitely not cheap. It is estimated to cost over $270 million. And it looks like this is going to be the largest private personal construction project in human history. We're talking about over $250 million. Now, that if all of that is accurate, That does raise some questions, right? Why? Like, why? Again, maybe it could just be nothing more than paranoia. Maybe just, I don't know. You do it because you can, right? Why did you do that? Well, because I can, right? So maybe it's nothing more than that. They go on to say, she pointed out that a lot of the wealthiest people in the world are starting similar projects. She added that it's no coincidence that Hawaii was the site of a terrifying nuclear false alarm in 2018 when all television, radio, and mobile networks were interrupted to warn locals of an incoming North Korean missile. The alert ended with the statement, "This is not a drill." For over half an hour until a clarification was issued, the islands were in complete panic. There were people that were putting their children into holes and they didn't know what to do. And then there were some people that got their lawn chairs and just sat out front because they thought, how can we hide from this? With the threat of nuclear war higher than it has been in decades, and with climate change fueling even more regional and global conflicts, humanity is experiencing a moment of historic danger. According to the bulletin at the atomic scientist with the doomsday clock, standing at just 90 seconds till midnight. Now, every year they come out with that, and it happened in January where they said that, you know, we were 90 seconds to midnight last night or in 2023, and we'd say in 2024. Now, Zuckerberg is not the only one spending millions on what appear to be a way out if the world ends, Christina added. Jeff Bezos spent $147 million when he bought two mansions on Indian Creek Island in Florida, the smaller Hawaiian island, which is off the coast of Maui, is now almost completely owned by billionaire Larry Ellison. New Zealand, which is definitely considered to be an ideal place to wait out the apocalypse, is now full of bunkers for tech elitists. So she's saying there's a lot of these people who are building these bunkers, right? For whatever their reason, all right? Now, remember, the only reason I'm interested in this article, I think that's an interesting question. Why are they doing it? Ultimately, it doesn't really matter. Even if they know something is coming, what am I going to do? Yeah, I can't build a bunker, right? There's nothing I can do. There's nothing, literally nothing I can do. Literally, right? So, I mean, we know in a situation like that, the people who will survive will be the billionaires. Because the rest of us are, you know, I'm just gonna get a lawn chair and go sit outside and watch it all go down, right? Because it's not, maybe I'll podcast to the end. I'll be like, okay, the missiles have been launched. I've got 45 minutes left. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be officially the last Theology Central podcast. We've got 40 minutes left. We've got 35 minutes left. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 15 minutes till midnight. Okay. We have 10. We have 5 minutes. And then just do a 60-second countdown and like, ladies and gentlemen, Theology Central signing off. And then, because literally there would be nothing else I could do. I don't know if I would be podcasting. But the point is, there'd be little I could do. So on one hand, it's interesting that they're doing it, but I'm not really, nothing I can do with that information. On the other hand, this supposed leading podcaster is telling me that this is a fulfillment of a verse in the book of Revelation. Now, I got to see this. Now, right under that paragraph that I just read, there's a picture embedded into the article of the book of Revelation. Underneath the picture of the book of Revelation, we read this. The book of Revelation, dated around 100 A.D., right, that's very important. If it's dated after 70 AD, then it would make no sense that the book of Revelation was writing in code to describe the events of 70 AD, like maybe some preterist would make an argument for. Clearly, if it's written after 70 AD, then I don't think there's anything at all in the book that would make is referencing 70 AD, because it's after the fact. And not only that, if a temple is mentioned in the book of Revelation, what temple is that? Because, well, the temple was destroyed in 70 AD and the book of Revelation was written after. So the dating of the book of Revelation is very key to a lot of hermeneutical and theological arguments. All right. But so they say the book of Revelation, dated to around 100 AD, predicts the end of the world and the second coming of Christ. All right. Now, here we go. She, Christina Randall, even cited the book of Revelation, which predicts the end of the world. Are you ready for this? According to this leading podcaster. That's the way this article describes her. She has decided that Mark Zuckerberg, Bezos, any other billionaire who's building these underground bunkers, that somehow this is a fulfillment to Revelation chapter 6, verse 15. Revelation chapter 6, verse 15. Now, I'm going to read it as it's quoted in the article. Here we go. Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 says that the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains, she said. How is Revelation 6:15 a fulfillment in any meaningful way of billionaires building bunkers? Because it literally says that the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. Hiding in a multi-million dollar bunker with energy and food supply, I don't think is the fulfillment of Revelation 6:15 in any way, shape, or form. And not only that, you usually, when people start making those kinds of claims, they usually ignore everything else going on in Revelation chapter 6, right? Because in Revelation chapter 6, if you note in verse 15, well, look what happens. You have verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell. You've got absolute catastrophic things happening. Now, is she trying to say, I mean, it doesn't sound like that this would be, wait, this would be like the catastrophic events are occurring, and then they go run and hide in the caves. This is not a fulfillment of people building a bunker and preparation of it. No, this is everything happens and the people don't know what to do and there's nowhere else to go because everything is falling apart and they run to mountains and caves to try to hide because they don't have anything to run to. So I don't know how this would be a fulfillment in any way, shape, or form. I don't even know how is this person a leading podcaster. I don't know. They go on to say, she said, they called to the mountains, or I guess they're quoting more from Revelation. They called to the mountains and the rocks to fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. A lot of people believe that these billionaires building these giant bunkers is a sign. I don't know how it's, and that's how the article ends. Literally, that's how it ends. That's the article. I don't get that. How? I don't get that. Like if we read the whole, so if you notice Revelation 6, okay, verses 1 to 2 is the first seal. Verses 3 through 4 is the second seal. Verses 5 through 6 is the third seal. Verses 7... 5 through 6 is the third seal. 7 through 8 is the fourth seal. Verses 9 through 11 is the fifth seal. And then the sixth seal starts in verse 12. So you already have all these horrible things are happening. All these horrible things are going down. Then, and then when the sixth seal, and behold, when he had opened the sixth seal, lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon becomes as blood. The stars of heaven fall unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll, when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island was moved out of their places. And then the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the chief captains, the mighty men, and every bondman and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Like, that has nothing to do. I don't know how billionaires building bunkers is a sign of anything. I don't even know what you're... What hermeneutic is being utilized to try to draw a correlation there? The text is all of these catastrophic things are happening on Earth. And the people look around like, I've got to get away from all of this. And they don't have a bunker to run to. They run to the mountains and to caves. And they want to be hid from these horrible things. None of that. I don't know how a bunker built by a billionaire that costs multi-million dollars, that has all of the comforts of home, has anything to do with Revelation 6:15. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand this. I don't even know why it's a news article. I don't know why this person is being considered a leading podcaster. I'm going to see if we can find like the actual. Oh, wow. She has. Okay. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? She's a leading podcaster. Her YouTube channel has 1.57 million subscribers. She has over 1 million subscribers. Wow. Wow. This video on YouTube about the story that I just read has 20,000 thumbs up. 20,000. No thumbs down. 20,000. I don't know if I have, I don't think I have numbers here of how many times this has been viewed, but this is insane. This is crazy. Okay. Oh, here's her Spotify channel. All right. Okay. I'm going to go to her Spotify. Hang on. I'm opening up her Spotify. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. This is the crime report with Christina Randall. So is she a true crime? That's true crime. So is she a true crime podcaster? That's interesting. She has a Patreon page. Oh, this video has been viewed 394,000 times. 394,807 views, and it was posted February the 12th. So in other words, in 24 hours, she's almost had 400,000 views for an article that literally is ripping Revelation chapter 6 literally out of context. I, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. I retire. I quit. I give up. I'm done. Okay. Everything is coming to, there is no reason for me to broadcast ever again. That is insane. We'll just call it 400,000 views in less than 24 hours about some leading podcaster claiming that because Mark Zuckerberg and Bezos is building bunkers, it's a fulfillment of Revelation chapter 6, verse 15. This is the most ludicrous, ridiculous thing I have ever heard. It's not even hermeneutically accurate. It's not. I don't even know what it is. It's just wild speculation, and she has over 1 million subscribers.
There is no point in me broadcasting ever again. There really isn't. Now, on one hand, there's a little bit of seriousness to that. I'm joking around, but there's a little bit of seriousness to that because you just kind of want to throw up your hands and go, what's the point? What's the point of even going to Bible college? What's the point of even going to seminary? What's the point of even studying your Bible? When you can put that out and everyone goes running to that, then you're just left here going, Hey, please try to support my podcast. Please. And she's, I mean, give me, I don't even know what to say. Now, on the other hand, now if I'm being a little bit more serious, you see why we need to be broadcasting. You see why your church needs to be broadcasting. You see why your favorite ministries need to be out there, because someone's got to have their content out there to combat that. Now, those 400,000 people will probably never listen to anything I put out. They're never going to listen to it. But it's out there. So maybe one day three will stumble upon it, and maybe they'll go, okay, maybe there's a better way to read the book of Revelation, because maybe he's right. And maybe this verse is not I don't know how you could read Revelation 6:15. No, read the context. There's all the seals are being opened. It's total, complete chaos. It's anarchy. It's destruction. And the people just go flee. And it's not that they're running to what is she saying? How is she saying this is being fulfilled? Now, maybe the video will give more explanation. Let me see how long the video is. Hang on. I'm going to hit play on the video. Let me see here. Cause the article is short. Let me get past this commercial. Right now I'm past the commercial. All right, it's 22 minutes long. Maybe in her 22 minutes long, maybe in her video, there's 22, she'll give further explanation on how this is a fulfillment. Is what she's saying is these people are building these bunkers because they know something is coming, and something is coming, and it's in Revelation chapter 6. But I don't know if them building a bunker is a fulfillment, because Revelation chapter 6 seems to indicate the people didn't know it was coming, because if they knew it was coming, they wouldn't be running to the mountains, they'd be running to their bunker. So I don't know what twisted logic you would have to try to make this be a fulfillment. Or is she just saying Revelation says bad things are coming and the elite know bad things are coming, so they're the ones building the bunkers because they have the means? So are you saying they know the bad things are coming? Like, how do they know the bad things are coming? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the correlation. I'm not seeing it. But you go watch her video. All right. Do they know something we do not know? 15 billionaires build huge bunkers. And just look up Christina Randall on YouTube. Her video. She's a leading podcaster. Obviously, I've not been paying attention. But if her podcast is true crime, then that maybe that's why. I thought she was doing some kind of theology podcast. But the video has 394,807 views. And it was posted February the 12th, 2024. So you go look it up. It's 18 minutes long or 22 minutes long. You go watch it. And if she gives some answer, give me the timestamp. And then if we need to, I'll come back and I'll do a review of that section. And I don't know what to say. The article doesn't give us really like, hey, look, they're going to hide themselves. See, they're building bunkers. There's a connection. I mean, like, if you start doing that with the Bible, you'll be like, look, it mentions water. This has water. It's a fulfillment of prophecy. Don't we have to have better ways of connecting things than that? All right. We'll stop there. Did anyone guess right? Did you guess right? Did you have Revelation 6:15 written down? Did you? Are you as perplexed as I was on what verse would be utilized to try to say as a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? I don't know, but that's the kind of stuff that's out there. And that's what people are being drawn to. That's what people are being drawn to. That's a lot. Yeah. Okay. Email me newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. I wish I had something profound to say here. I don't know. Is this kind of a sign of the times? The days are going to come where people are not going to endorse sound doctrine, but they're going to find teachers that, in a sense, will scratch their ears. Well, take care of that itch. I know every generation says that that's where we are, but that's a lot of people. All right. newsif@yahoo.com. That's newsif@yahoo.com. Everyone have a great day. God bless.